Enver Yusufovic, Theorem. Can it win on debut?
I couldn't have the horse any better. He's ready to go, and any chink in the favourite's armour, it'll give us the opportunity to win.
Best today?
Probably the first starter.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Fiotto in front, Theorem's knuckling down. He's charging up to him and takes the lead, Theorem in the shadows, and wins from Fiotto.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha we do. And that was a nice little grab from last week, it might have been, or 2 weeks ago. When was it? Al, last week? Yeah, I think it might have been.
Yep.
For the early mail victory. But we had one yesterday as well. We weren't able to get access on the line to the trainer from Newcastle yesterday, but we got the tip for race three, number three.
Straight to Mark Minervini with the first starter in the Jerry Harvey colours, King's Duty, about $2 out to $4.40. Wins by 2.5.
We took the 250 and the fixed markets and the early doors at tab.com.au, which is what we do around here, but got the blows and we missed out on the value trend.
Any price winner.
We got the blows, but we took the cash, and that's what we're after. So the spreadsheet has been kicked off magnificently for 2023 for the early mail. So one down, heaps to go, and hopefully a few more winners around the corner. Of course, today is Tuesday, which means we've got not just the thoroughbreds, but the greyhounds as well. The latest in greyhound racing, thanks to the Watchdog app. Every Victorian greyhound race live and free. The Watchdog app from Greyhound Racing Victoria. Free at your app store. We've got plenty of meetings going on today in the world of greyhounds, but we're going to focus on Horsham today, which is, I think it is an 11. How many races for Horsham today? It's a fair few. It is 11 at least at this stage. So we've got a couple of runners for our early mile trainer, Joe Borg, who joins us on the line. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, Daniel.
Great to have you with us. Now, you're a very well-known dog trainer, and you've got a lot of dogs in the kennel that have the name Avenger in their names. Can you tell me why the Avengers are so strong within your kennel?
Oh, I think the owner's named him after the Avengers. He's an Avenger fan, so he's just picked up the prefix. And that's how it's come about.
So do you have little kennel names for them instead?
They're actually named after all the Avengers. Yeah, so, for example, there's Loki, Odin, Thor. That's their kennel names.
So you must be an Avenger fan too, are you?
I don't mind them. I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of them, but I don't mind them.
Right, well, as long as they're running well, then we're all happy with the Avengers there in the kennel. And you've got two today for us. Race 6, number 2 is your first one. Ultimate Avenger, who's very, very consistent. 22 wins, 28 placings from 80 starts, which is a great effort. Group 2 finalist and won 3 of the past 6. What are you thinking today?
Look, he's just an honest dog and gives you what he's got on the day. And, look, he'll give you a good sight today.
So we've got Salad Dodger Scratch from that one, that race today at Horsham, which is good news. Jungle Panther's the favourite. Are you a bit concerned about the Panther?
I'm concerned about them all.
Fair enough.
You don't ever single out one dog. They're all in there to win.
That's race 6, number 2, Ultimate Avenger. $4 in the early markets at the tab. And then you've got race 10, number 7, Masked Avenger, who's had a strong record, 20 wins, 19 placings from 62 starts. Hasn't missed a place in the last 5 races with a couple of wins on board. What about box 7 today?
Look, as he gets older, like he'll be 4 in April. As he gets older, I prefer him from the inside more so than the outside. I think he might, look, I reckon he'll get caught a bit wide on the first turn, and if that's the case, well, he might get beat. But he's lost a little bit of pace early as he gets older.
Right.
So
is that common?
What happens. Sometimes.
Yeah, right. All right, we've got two runners for us today with the Avengers running for you today, Joe. Which one's your best for the punters?
I'm not going to give it. They're both in there to win. Well, we'll see what happens.
Righto. What about a little place all up for us? Can we do that?
Oh, Master Avenger's pretty consistent. I'll go for him.
Righto. We'll take the Master Avenger. Race 10, number 7 tonight at Horsham, 6:39. Check your local guides in that one. Joe, we appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Joe Borg with two runners today at Horsham. Catch it all on the Watchdog app, live and free in your app store. Magnificent work. That's in the greyhound situation. Let's get to the thoroughbreds. We're at Stony Creek today, and Clayton Douglas has been good enough to join us on the early mail this morning. Good morning, Clayton.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We are terrific, mate. How's your world? You're all up and going? Everything's good in the stable?
Yeah, no, things ticking over well. We've got a lot of nice young horses coming through, and obviously Giga Kick's back and he's in good order. So, yeah, looking forward to the autumn.
I'm going to touch base on Giga Kick a little bit later on if you don't mind. But we've got a couple of runners today at Stony Creek to get our teeth into. And with the Super Bowl a couple of weeks away, I love the opportunity here. Race 2, number 7, Gronkowski, the New England Patriots tight end, Super Bowl champion a couple of times. What's the Gronk got for us today?
Yeah, look, he's been knocking on the door. He's really good run last start. He kicked clear at Maui and probably first time at the mile, just peaked a little bit late. He had a fairly hard run, rode the speed and did a really good job. So I think with that run under his belt, he could be really competitive today.
Righto. That's Gronkowski, race 2, number 7 at Stony Creek today, $2.30 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Then you got race 3, number 3, looking for a running double here, Clayton, this morning. City Hustlers had the one career start. It was at Maui 16 days ago, finished a little bit off them, 4.5 lengths off them on debut. That was over the 1,200 metres. You're back to the 11 today. What's going on with the Hustler?
Yeah, look, he trialled up quite sharp, this horse, his first couple of trials. And his last trial, he was a little bit flat, so sort of felt like he was probably looking for the 1,200. Probably showed first up he's probably not quite ready. He's gone a good gate today, back to the 11. He'll roll forward, make his own luck. Good place to put him on speed, obviously, at Stony Creek. And, look, he'll run a nice race. There's a couple in it that have got okay form. So, look, I'd expect him to be running a lot better than he did first up. Whether he's got the smarts to go and win the race, we'll probably find that out today.
All right, that's race 3, number 3, City Hustler. So of the two today, for the punters out there with me, a dollar to spend, what would you do?
Yeah, look, I'd be having something on Gronkowski today. I think he's ready to go. He's drawn a good gate. He'll make his own luck as well, put himself on the speed, and he looks like he's found his right race today.
Righto, race 2, number 7, Gronkowski. Super Bowl fever bites us, and we'll take it, $2.40 at tab.com.au. And you mentioned Giga Kick before. What's the calendar look like for the kick?
Yeah, look, he'll have an official trial on Monday at Cranbourne. Be first one back, and in preparation for the Challenge Stakes, first week of March. So coming along nice, really happy with how he is. He's come back in good order and can't wait to get him back to the races.
Has it changed your world a bit? Is the phone running a bit more hot these days?
Yeah, look, it's been nice and steady. Obviously, it's probably give my client base a bit more confidence in me as well, especially when we've got a good horse in the stable. And, you know, he's obviously 5 from 6. And, you know, to be thinking about, obviously, we're targeting a TJ Smith with him, to be thinking about a Group 1 with a horse like him. And as a 3-year-old and with a small stable myself, it's still pretty amazing. So, he's had a good preparation up until here, and things are going very smoothly, so I'm happy with how he's coming along.
Well, good luck to you and the crew in the build-up to some big races in the autumn for Giga Kick, mate. Appreciate your time today. Good luck today as well.
Thank you very much.
Clayton Douglas with us. Race 2, number 7, Gronkowski, his best today at Stony Creek, $2.40, the early markets. And then race 10, number 7, Master Avenger at Horsham, our dog selection today.